The next patient is Ophelia Juarez. The last name is J-U-A-R-E-Z. First name O-F, like in Foxtrot, E-L, like in Lima, I-A. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old, a Mexican female, that is seen in the practice because of the CKD stage 4. The most likely situation is that the patient has diabetic nephropathy. She has a lengthy presence of proteinuria, and she has deteriorated the kidney function, period. The situation most likely situation is that there was exacerbation of the exacerbation and deterioration of the kidney function because of the presence of a leg and back pain. The patient has been in the emergency room twice. She had a comprehensive workup, and she had changes in T1 and in the lumbar spine. That is evidence of bulging, suggestive of a disc pathology causing changes in the lower extremities. She has been given steroids, and the steroids left and drove the blood sugar extremely high. The patient developed azotemia, hyperkalemia, and the serum creatinine went from 2.9 to 4.1. A comprehensive assessment of the back and in the cervical spine as well as in the brain was done through MRIs and CT scans that trigger the referrals for the spine doctor that is going to be on September 11, and the patient is going to be evaluated for a lesion that appeared in the brain that is 17 millimeters in diameter, and that is a 7 millimeters well-defined bright focus on the left pons on the time of flight MR angiography of the brain that has to be evaluated. Period. The patient has fallen several times. She doesn't have enough strength in the lower extremities. She has been taking painkillers and muscle relaxants. Today is the first day that she has noticed some improvement. Number two, diabetes mellitus out of control because of the administration of steroids. Number three, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control today, 150 over 77. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, the patient has significant diabetic retinopathy and significant diabetic neuropathy. The patient is taking gabapentin. Following number secondary hyperparathyroidism. Because of the presence of hyperkalemia, a low potassium diet is recommended. Information and literature associated to the potassium content in food was given to the patient in order to her to follow the low potassium diet. We are going to bring her back in 4 weeks and reevaluate the kidney function. At this point, a close follow-up is recommended. The uremic symptoms were unexplained to the patient. And if those uremic symptoms come back, she's supposed to call us for us to intervene. I spent reviewing the hospital records 20 minutes, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.